And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Brian Thornburg. I don't know about you, but I'm getting more and more concerned about water. About a year ago, I confessed to you on The Commentators that I took water for granted. I really don't anymore. You've probably seen the pictures and stories from California about their massive drought. The supplies of fresh water are drying up, and they are having to drastically reduce water use. We don't have that problem here. The Owasa sign on Jones Ferry Road has been stuck on 100% capacity for quite a while now. We have plenty of water, but we also have a constant drip, drip, drip of bad news about our water. First, it's the fracking problem. There's a report out of Pennsylvania where hydraulic fracturing is happening now that says fracking chemicals have been found in drinking water supplies there. This is after the fracking industry guaranteed that this wouldn't happen. And if you haven't noticed, your North Carolina General Assembly can't wait to get fracking going on here. Next is the coal ash problem. Duke Energy inspectors have been telling residents near their ash dumps that their drinking water is clean and clear of ash compounds. But a recent news story says that the Department of Natural Resources has told those same residents to stop drinking their tap water when their test shows high levels of cancer-causing elements usually found in coal ash. So I don't know about you, but I'm not taking water for granted anymore. In fact, I'll be pushing all my elected officials to come clean on water issues before we poison our most precious resource. This is Brian Thornburg.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.